Well, it wasn't adjusted since last year. I mean, the administration bill is a little bit different, and some people might have some particular issues with some of the language in it. But the principle is the same, which is that we want to make sure that judges have the opportunity to give enhanced penalties for children who for cases where children are present during these domestic violence cases. If those of you, and many of you have been here for the last 16 years when I've been down here testifying in my role as the head of the legislative body of the State's Attorneys Association, and now my whole thing is fighting for people, fighting for kids, fighting for victims of domestic violence, people that, you know, groups and individuals that need government and laws to protect them. As Adam just mentioned, this law does exactly that. This protects the most vulnerable, which are children who are subjected to violence in the household sometimes on a daily basis, and there's nothing in the law to account for them as victims. And so who gets credit for it ultimately is really for the pundits and the reporters and I guess even the television ads to ultimately make those decisions. To me, as somebody who's been in law enforcement for 22 years and a prosecutor and seeing the problems that exist in our criminal justice system and has worked to try and ameliorate those problems and fix those problems, I couldn't care less who gets credit for it. I just want to make sure it gets done. The domestic violence is an issue that I've been very impassioned about and have done a lot in terms of trying to improve the environment in terms of domestic violence cases in Maryland over the last 16 years. And I think this is a big step forward to help children who are unfortunate enough to have to grow up in those households and are susceptible to becoming victims or abusers themselves.
So you can support the other bill, the Lieutenant Governor's testifying, if that's the one that passes?
Sure. Whichever one passes is fine. It does. I mean, they're really basically saying the same thing. I mean, they've taken our bill. They made a few changes to it. I mean, I chair the Family Violence Council for the state, and that's where this bill that was my priority bill that I put forward last year, and that the bill was created by the Family Violence Council, which I chair. And so the language in there was specifically taken. I mean, there's some language in the administration bill that I'm sure there'll be some questions about today, which was why we didn't put it in there. Any other questions, or everyone good? Lunchtime?
It does not mean that children have to testify.
Right. It does not mean that children have to testify. Matter of fact, I mean, you know, there's so many cases where the woman doesn't have to testify. I mean, national studies, I'm not sure if these are current studies. They were when I was prosecuting domestic violence cases. They actually had a 50% nationally, this was. There was a 50% conviction rate when the woman or the victim did testify, which was about the same as if she didn't testify, because you use 911 tape and observations made by the officers and so forth. So, no, the children would not need to testify. But just to – I want to be clear. I said it pretty quickly in my remarks because it was a change, I think, in the year 2000, around then. There was a case called Apprendi out of the Supreme Court, which said that in order to allow for any sentencing enhancement, you would have to – the prosecution would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that element. So it actually you have to give notice that you're going to be seeking this additional 5-year enhancement if you're a prosecutor, and you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that, in fact, the child was present during the course of conduct.